Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Julian, and you are listening to the Clear Cash podcast.
That's right.
This is it.
This is the end. This is the last one.
Final episode. Congratulations to us. We did it.
We made it.
We made it. We're syndicated.
All right. I'm going to break in those rerun checks.
Hell yeah. My name is Julian, and I'm always with Nick, my boy.
Yeah, you are.
It's true. We're never apart. Together in voice, together in mind. I'm like Randy Quaid, and you're like Kowaltu. Or no, that wasn't Randy Quaid. Who had Kowaltu in his belly in Total Recall, the original? Remember Kowaltu, the
telepathic? That wasn't Quaid?
I feel like it was Quaid. Or maybe I'm thinking the main character's name was Quaid.
Oh, you I think know it what? Was. You're totally right, yeah.
All right, well, whoever played... you know, I got it. I think that actor who had Kowaltu in his belly was the guy who had, like, shell shock PTSD in Starship Troopers that gets crushed by the bug in the base defense scene.
Oh, yeah.
He's going nuts, and he gets up in Rico's face.
Bugs! You're talking about the... You're not talking about the commander, are you?
No, the commander was Michael Ironside, right?
Yeah.
No.
Sammy Fisher.
It is him, huh?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Is this actually, we somehow connected this random conversation and tangent I went on with Far Cry 5, which is going to be the topic for today's ep.
The 6 degrees of Michael Ironside.
It is. So when this game first came out, it was actually, I think, either the day before it came out or launch day, people were running into this fisherman in the game because you can find fishermen across the map who will sell you guns for some reason. All the fishermen have lots of guns. But one of them people thought sounded exactly like Michael Ironside, and they thought it was Sam Fisher, the Sam Fisherman.
Yeah.
And there people were starting to do videos on it, thinking that it was him, because Splinter Cell is an Ubisoft property.
Right.
And people thought it was a little Easter egg.
A little nod.
Sam the Fisherman. But alas, it was not Michael Ironside. Different voice actor, but sounded just like him.
Huh. Yeah, they actually stopped using Michael Ironside after not Blacklist, but the one that preceded it, Conviction. I think Conviction was the last one he was in.
Okay. Yeah, that he's got a very soothing and deep, dark voice that fit that character well. Did you like his voice?
I loved it. Yeah, I would love to like mosey on down to a river, and there's a nice fisherman with on his butt with his, you know, arms wrapped around his knees, like feeling all cozy like, and then I approach him and he goes, "Come on, you apes, you want to live forever?" And then he just runs into the hill.
Yes. Man, and based on how the NPCs and everything it reacts to you in Far Cry 5, that would assuredly happen.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if the fisherman got fucking like eaten by a giant bass or something.
While you're talking to him.
Yeah.
Exactly. The craziest stuff always seems to happen right when you're getting a mission from someone in this game, or you're getting an important piece of dialogue, and then all of a sudden a mountain lion swoops in and eats the person and just starts screaming.
It was charming for a minute, and then it became very frustrating after a certain point.
Yes. And even the fact that, like, if you're talking to a mission giver, you know, or an ally, and you accidentally hit the L trigger and draw your gun on them, they get so mad.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can actually, they'll actually fire on you if you fire on them.
Can you shoot them?
You can.
And kill them?
You can knock them down and then revive them, but you can't permanently kill them.
So I'm at the point where I would very much like to kill most of the characters in this game.
Yeah, I've been there for a while, honestly.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, so that was going to be one of my first questions for you on Far Cry 5 is are any of the NPCs that you've encountered in this game, whether they're allies or foes, Have any of them interested you in any way, or have they all been complete annoyances?
I'll tell you this. Far Cry 5 is perhaps the most annoying, annoyingly written game I've ever played. All of the characters are annoying or nobody. Like they're just bland stereotypes, which is fine. You know, it's a video game, but and that's dismissive. I accept if a game that plays well has you know no story to tell or bad boring characters. That's okay. But these characters just will not shut the fuck up. They just want to tell you their trite bullshit indefinitely, and they don't stop. And if you want to walk away or end the conversation, they'll like remember where they last spoke to you and come back to it and keep going. So you have to hear them out.
You unless you forcefully skip through, because I mean they do give you the option to skip dialogue if you truly just don't care.
If you're just facing a character and they're talking to you, you can skip their conversation. How do you do that?
Are you playing on PC?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how you do it on PC. I've been playing on PS4, and you can just hold down the circle button if you're in conversation, it skips the dialogue completely.
Oh my God, what a godsend.
Have you
Okay.
not found that out?
No, dude,
Oh,
that's a
dude.
we'll get to that. Anyway, you asked me if I liked any of the characters, basically. The answer is no. And in fact, I hate most of the characters.
I'm
What about
the same
you?
way. Like all of the cult leaders so far, and I haven't really been like introduced to them in any way. I should preface by saying I've spent most of my time playing this game in the northern region of the map, which is Jacob's territory, Jacob Seed,
Okay.
one of the cult leaders.
He's a
And
torture guy, right?
yeah, like what will happen is while you're destabilizing that region and slowly taking control away from him, is that he'll every now and then capture you and make you do these really boring mini games where you have to run through like a hallucination, basically. It's like a target practice. And it's really boring and nonsensical, and doesn't make me want to do it in any way.
Is he talking to you the whole time too?
No, it has an intro to each of these mini game sections, and that's what they are at the end of the day. They're just straight up mini games.
Right.
And it's just like annoying, and like what he's saying is, I just don't care. Like, I don't care about this cult bullshit, you know? Like,
Right.
I think that what happened is at one point the developers of this game may have had a stronger direction for this cult and what they stood for and what they meant and what they wanted for, like what their goals were. And I think that there is a major pushback by Ubisoft at one point, especially with the political atmosphere that we're in the United States. And Ubisoft basically, you know, the developers of this game had to base just turn them into a religious cult, a fanatical Jesus cult. And that's just it's not interesting. It's boring. So
Yeah, it totally is. And the I've consumed or absorbed otherwise absorbed a lot of cult media. Like we've grown up in a society that has experienced a number of cult scandals, like the Kool-Aid incident in Jonestown. It wasn't even Kool-Aid, but you know what I'm talking about.
of
And then
course.
there's Waco, and these things happened in our lifetimes, or at least my lifetime. And I've also watched a number of cult movies. I've watched documentaries about cults because it's a fascinating subject. And the writing in this game doesn't bring anything new to the table in terms of media. They don't. There's plenty of ways to tell stories about cults that can be interesting, but the language and the proselytizing and all of the presentation around the cult is just so fucking cookie cutter. It's so boring. And it also flies in the face of common understandings about how cults actually work. Like the game is basically operating on the presumption, the story is basically operating on the presumption that you can drug people into obeying you in cults and that you can brainwash them and stuff. And this is just not how cults function. it's psychologically proven that that's not how cults work. And yet, and to top it off, when they were getting this game going and the press cycle was starting, they were bandying about these cult experts who have written and produced documentaries specifically about the like cult of personality and the lifting up that leads to people joining cults. And they specifically discuss how using drugs to brainwash people doesn't work. And this was happening in the press cycle for this game.
Yeah.
And now we've got this game where actually, now forget that, like,
it does work after all.
Yeah, it does work.
We've invented a drug. It's called Bliss. It's this green gas that's in random barrels strewn across the map.
It's so lame. And like, so you went to see Jacob. I went to Claire.
Faith.
Thank you. Yeah. I went to Faith's region. And Faith's region is all about the drug Bliss. She's the drug expert.
Okay.
Whatever, the drug goddess. And she will just pop into wherever you are, like in like a drug cloud, and start like dancing around and like giggling ethereally.
Mm-hmm.
Or she might say one of three little like monologues about how Professor Seed or whatever his name is like saving her and being great, and then she'll disappear again. And everything she says is just so goddamn boring. And
Just how every character is. It's not just the foes of the game, the villains of the game, which is this cult. All of your allies just bring nothing to you other than a waste of time. And it's I guess kind of harsh to say that, but it's the reality of this of the game, is that there's been no ally that I've spoken to, besides the dog and the bear, which are great allies because they don't speak to you, that I was like, oh, okay, like I like what this person is doing. Like they're doing something really cool, you know. Like they stand out, and they're not making fun of me, they're not yelling at me, which a lot of them do. Right. They're not like complete like have you? There's this character that I've met who's basically the character from Eastbound and Down.
No, I haven't met that guy.
Okay. He's in Jacob Seed's territory. I forget that actor's name.
Danny McMasters.
Yes. Yes. Is that right? Danny McBride.
McBride, thank you.
He's basically Danny McBride, and he's the worst NPC I've ever met in a video game, dude.
I'll tell you about his competition.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, so the Danny McBride character, he just rips on you and is a flat-toned dick.
Yeah, he's just like, he just rips on you constantly. And the best part was taking shots at him and then hearing him roll around on the floor going,
So in Faith's area, there's a character named Tweak. Very clever.
Yeah.
He's a drug addict. And he shakes a lot like this, man, and a little stutter, and he's kind of like Jesse from Breaking Bad, man, when he's all strung out. And it's so tired. But the worst part is that he goes on these like dumb rants that are meant to like mock drug rants, except they're completely unfunny. And they go on for very long because, like most rants, you know, he doesn't know when to shut the fuck up. And you have to, well, now I know you don't actually have to wait it out, but dude, if you let him talk, he'll talk for like 3 minutes at a time. I just like, pigs, man, just kill the pigs. Like, pigs deserve what they got coming. It's
oh my God.
Dumb, dude. It's flatly dumb, and I hate it so much. And
I think what makes it worse, what makes these dialogues worse, is that
monologues,
right?
We'll talk about that too.
That the game is fueled by chaos constantly. I mean, you can't drive down any of the roads or even through the forest in this game and not experience a firefight or a animal attacking you. Every like minute, it's constant, it doesn't stop.
It's complete chaos. So in Faith's region, anything can one of the so one of the enemy types is a normal person who has been drugged, and they have like a green cloud of drug around them, and they basically function like feral zombies. They're like,
Yeah. Those are all across the map. They're out
I
north
imagine
too.
that's true.
Yeah.
In Faith's region, they just pop into existence in front of you.
Yeah.
Does that happen in other regions too?
Like they literally like
They
pop
appear
into existence.
like a poof of smoke,
No, okay, that does
like
not
a
happen.
ninja.
They're just around the map.
Oh,
But
okay.
you can see them. They're already there. They don't just appear out of nowhere.
Okay, yeah. So in Faith's region, animals will have a cloud of smoke around them too, and if you shoot them, she'll like she'll do a little giggle, and then it'll become a different animal.
Oh
But it makes
God.
no difference because all the animals charge you anyway.
Yeah, does it
Like,
ever tell you, like, are you, I take it you're under the influence of the drugs and that's why this is happening, right? Because it's
it's
not
not.
magic.
It doesn't say you're under the influence of drugs, but there are the white flowers growing everywhere, and if you walk through them, you get the like dizzy effect.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, it's nothing changes except for the filter on your screen. The way that Faith kidnaps you is suddenly your screen will just like have like a green cloud around it, like you've
Yeah.
just been like ninja bombed
Yeah.
by.
That's what happens up north too, pretty much.
Really?
And Jacob's region, they have it tiered out like four tiers, and those each tier you get to by completing outposts or missions or rescuing people. And each tier you get a notice pops up on your screen saying you are being hunted.
Whoa, that's cool.
And but it is cool, but what actually happens is it's basically just a timer until your screen goes black.
Oh.
You can't, as far as I can tell, you can't actually escape. There's no way. Like you can run, and I experimented with this a bit because the first time I got this message like you are being hunted, I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know I was about to be captured by Jacob Seed and taken to do this stupid mini game. I thought it was just something that occurs in the game every now and then because obviously you are being hunted. In a real sense that they're constantly trying to kill you. But when I first got this message, I just was like running through the woods and a cutscene just started out of nowhere where I took an arrow in the knee and then I blacked out and then I woke up and did this mini game. And then the next few times I got to those next tiers and it started this mini game thing again with Jacob Seed where he does this stupid speech about nothing. But I think he's a war veteran, and he's constantly speaking about how he needs to train all the troops to be killers or in righteous killers, basically.
Of course.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it would have been really cool if they had something where you could escape, or you could. There was a different outcome other than it was essentially a timer until your screen just goes black and then it starts this mini game. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
in Faith's region, the first time it happened, there was like a somebody being kidnapped. So there are these like random like Red Dead Redemption style like scenarios playing out around the map that you can just stumble upon. And I think the first time that I had met the metered point where I was going to be kidnapped, some character had like a hostage, and I rescued the hostage, and then another character appeared and like hit me with the drug. And that was kind of interesting because I was like, oh, cool, this like happens organically. And then the next time I was just out in the field and I hit the meter and suddenly my screen just went like green clouds. Like
Yeah.
nothing, it just happened by, it just happened but for no reason.
Yeah.
And when Faith kidnaps you, she walks you through this field and is just talking to you the whole goddamn time. And then you're let go again after that, basically. And her speeches are all like, oh, he wants to save us. Don't you want to let him save us? And we were dumb now, but now we're smart. And it's because of him. And why are you here? He doesn't want to hurt you. He just wants to save you. It's just the same shit all o over and over again. It's very meaningless
Yeah.
and dumb.
I was reading some statistics about this game, and if you were to line all the dialogue and everything up, all the audio from the voice actor's work, you would get about 77 hours worth.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a massive amount of audio from the voice actors put out, and I think they use a total of 96 different voice actors, which is a lot for a video game.
That's crazy.
And it just like is a kind of a shame that none of them have anything interesting to say so far that we've encountered.
It's so wildly self-indulgent. There's nothing to say. There's plenty to say. They just didn't have anything to say. And in spite of that, they wrote so many words. It's like when you try to pass an essay by meeting the page criteria knowing what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating to consume. And now I feel bad for my professors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Earlier I referred to the conversations as monologues, and that's because your character is a silent protagonist.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you're right.
And that's not unusual. There are lots of games in which you play as a silent protagonist. The difference between this game and those games is that generally you can both see your protagonist, and your protagonist has a personality. So like Zelda, classic example of a silent protagonist, Link is doesn't speak. He emotes all the time. He's smiling, he's shocked, he's saying yeah and stuff like that, but he never says words, and the characters are communicating with him. He's responding to them with his reaction, and he's showing us how he feels. So he's a person that you can relate to, right? In Far Cry 5, your character says and does nothing in response to anything, and all of the characters are just talking at you just fucking endlessly. And they have no incentive to stop talking, and your character doesn't react to anything that they do or say. Yeah, so your character isn't a character at all. It's just a fucking camera on a body, and all of these cast members are speaking into it at us.
Yeah.
And it's totally unrelatable, and our character has no agency or motive whatsoever. So who are we exactly? And it makes me wonder if this game is going to go in the direction of like a Spec Ops The Line sort of thing, where you as the player, or Bioshock, you as the player have been played into acting in a certain way because of the way that the game directs you to act and then chides you for doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impression that I'm getting from where this game is probably going to go, and I think it's going to be completely unearned,
right?
And also like old-fashioned at this point,
cliche almost.
Yeah, cliche, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I as for story and what's what where I'm, so I guess I should say actually that we've been kind of writing this game pretty hard so far, and not getting into the positives,
right?
And it may sound like from what we've said so far that we, at least I haven't, I'm not sure on what your opinion is as a whole, but I have had a ton of fun playing this game so far, dude. Without the dialogue, monologue, whatever, without that, everything else, despite the brokenness, which we'll talk about in a second. Mm-hmm. I've played this like entirely in co-op so far,
right?
And it is super fun, to an extent. There's certain times when it's frustrating and boring, but 90% of the time so far that I've played, good time. What has your enjoyment level been when you're just out in the game without being in conversation?
So I've played maybe 8 hours of the game, and I'm pretty well leveled, and I have basically been enjoying it, but I have been very frustrated by the chaos, which is, it seems unique to this particular Far Cry. The last one I played is Far Cry 3, and then I played all previous Far Cry games, so I didn't play Far Cry 4, but what I liked about the other Far Cry games was there were moments of silence where there was tension and like, what am I going to do now? Or is something going to happen soon or whatever? There's no stopping this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of why I think that when you do have to spend 5 minutes talking to someone, it feels very abrupt, and because I mean, because if you've been playing the game, you have maybe spent an hour in a constant firefight because there's very little time when you're not engaged in that. And as for how that stacks up against previous games, there are absolutely periods of time where you're just exploring the map, looking for treasure, which they have in this game, to not as deep as like Far Cry 3, where the it was littered with treasure stashes and stuff you could find, and really, really glorified the idea of treasure hunting, in that game, which was really good. In Far Cry 4, I didn't play a ton of. I played like half of it. And I think that you could sense in that game where the chaos meter was, and where it could potentially go in the series. And they just went balls to the wall in this game. It's just constant. And
It
to
feels
its detriment.
broken.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. But I mean, the first
Yeah,
few
no.
hours of playing, the chaos feels fantastic, right? Because what you want to experience in the first time you play a first-person shooter is wanting to be in a constant firefight. You want to feel what that is like. You want to feel the guns. You want to flesh that out. And they give that to you right away. Like right from after the tutorial bits, it's just constant. But then you realize it never stops.
Yeah, you start out on that island, and there are probably, if there are even bad guys at all, I can't remember. There are like four bad guys. And then you have the opportunity to choose a direction off of the island and go. And so there's some peace, and you spend some time at the top of a radio tower, like with the wind rushing by your ears and everything. And you ponder like, what am I going to do next? And that's very exciting in an open world game. And then you choose your direction, and you're dropped into the shit like right away. And you can be like in this meadow, see a road ahead of you, and then a truck comes down, and then like another truck comes down in the opposing direction, and they crash, and then both parties get out and start shooting each other, and then a third truck comes down and like hits one of the people fighting, and you're like, well, this is insane. This is insane. And then you keep playing, and that happens every fucking time you face a street, is like all four cars crash into each other. It's just cr it's crazy.
It's literally, it's as crazy as it gets. And again, like when you play that online with someone, it's a barrel of laughs. Even if you've already played like 15 hours of the game, and maybe you play with someone new or you're playing with the same person, you still have these really outstanding moments of hilarity. And that can stem from the brokenness of the game, because the game is very, very broken right now.
Yeah, I
There
would say
are,
it's fundamentally broken.
yeah, it, not in the sense that it's unplayable. Like, so
No.
far I haven't encountered any glitch or bug, whatever you want to call it, that has deleted my progress or prevented me from going forward or just caused the game to completely malfunction and stall. There's been instances of the graphics not properly rendering, the draw distance, not rendering. I've had NPCs and animals fly into the sky for no reason. Most of the brokenness seems to come from the physics. Like if you're driving and you, I'll give an example. I was riding in the back of one of the box trucks that you can find in the game that has enemy loot. And I, you can control the back door of those while you're in the back of the truck or on the outside. It's how you open the back door. And I closed it while we were in traveling, and it caused the truck to shoot into the sky like a rocket and explode.
Of course.
That is not how the game is supposed to function,
No.
but play the game for more than 10 minutes and you'll just run into stuff like that.
So I don't mind physics glitches and stuff like that. Like that's par for the course in these open world games, and I totally grant them the capacity to screw up. Like that, I'm not gonna hold it against the game for throwing me into the sky suddenly, like once every fucking 10 hours. That's funny and fine, right? I accept that. What I think is broken about this game is that I think we can both agree that there are a variety of systems in this game, and they're just smashing into each other all the time. And they were not designed to do that. They just are. Like, I went over, I was approaching an outpost, and there are these shopkeeps that are just roaming around the hills sometimes. They'll sell you guns, and they got a green icon over them. You can see them on your HUD and everything. And I don't know that they are consistent in where they spawn, but they're around. So there was one over this hill on the outside of this outpost, 'cause, and I was armed with loud guns. I decided I wanted to go in quietly, so I went to the where the shopkeep was. And again, I'm in the drug region. A fucking drug bear just spawns in front of me. I shoot it, becomes a wolf. It continues charging me. I kill it. I turn around, and the shopkeep is getting assaulted by four bison. And I'm like, all right, great. And he gets killed. He gets killed by the bison. I don't even know why they were aggro on him, but they
That's
were.
hilarious.
So I turn around from that instance, and a mountain lion is charging me from the other direction. This all happens in like 30 seconds. The mountain lion gets my whole ass in its mouth, and I kill it. And I'm like, fuck this. So I run. And I run in the other direction, and I think, okay, the shop keeps probably going to spawn again. So I turn around and go back in his direction. There's a bear on top of the hill. I just ran over this other side of. It's like, fine, that's fine. So I avoid the bear. I go up into the valley where the shopkeep was. He's fucking killed again by another bison. And then I turn around and there's a wolverine. It's like, where are all these fucking animals coming
It's
from?
not how nature is.
No, dude.
They don't exist in perfect harmony until a human sets into their forest and they all attack.
Insane. It's just insane. And like, I'm not exaggerating about looking at a street and suddenly there's just this pile of cars just exploding and all of the previous occupants are shooting each other. Like, that happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. And I think in Far Cry 3 is when they added all these animal encounters. They upped it, because I think in Far Cry 2 it was to a way lesser extent.
Far Cry 2 is a sparse game.
With larger, emptier areas, and in Far Cry 3 was contained to islands, smaller islands that had animal life on them. But it was, I believe, like more like you intentionally had to hunt them. Like they you could run into them, but the best way to run into them, because I mean, in that game, you actually had to run into them to skin them to upgrade your like ammo pouches and stuff. Now you can just get perks and upgrade them whenever you want. But in Far Cry 3, you actually had to hunt the animals, specific animals. Like I remember, to upgrade a certain ammo pouch, you had to get like shark skin. So you actually had to go to specific areas where those animals were located in, and then skin them. And in Far Cry 4, it was that, but to a lesser extent, and there was more animals, and it was more consistent that you would run into them. And now in Far Cry 5, they're just everywhere all the time, and all you do is you kill them. You skin them. There's no skinning in animation like there was in previous games. You just have their skin all of a sudden in their inventory, or in your inventory, and then you just sell it, and then that's it. You just get money for it that you can buy gun skins with it, or attachments or whatever. But apparently there's 52 different animals in this game, and
That's
I feel
wild.
like I've run into 10.
Yeah, I've
So
run into 10, and I've run into 10 all on the same hill on
the
top of
same
it.
one, the one hill with all
Yeah,
of
I
them on
mean,
it.
it's crazy that the animals, they feel completely inconsequential, especially in compared to three in comparison to three. I remember spending a lot of time like hunting specific animal types for specific skins, and they would run away. You know, that made it hard. Now they're just like charging me from all sides all the time. And they're completely annoying. And they're also bullet sponges, especially the honey badger. It
Dude, what
really
is with
takes
that? Like, I
piss.
get that honey badger joke, but that was so long ago that the honey badger is like this badass, right? I think they first had that in 4 or 3, and they added it in. And it was like, okay, we'll make this one the hardest one to kill, and it takes like 100 bullets to kill it. I get it. Joke's over. Not fun
Fine, yeah,
anymore.
whatever, man. But yeah, you just like, I'm running by a bear, and it's just minds business for like the 10% of the time that it actually is instead of charging me. And I remember, oh, one of my perks is given to me when I kill 10 bears. So I just shoot it in the head.
Yeah.
And then I run over and activate it to get its skin. It just feels like nothing happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And that sucks, because that was one of the coolest parts of Far Cry 3 was definitely the hunting and skinning, because it didn't feel like it was tacked on. It felt like a deep part of the game. So there's been some recent talk and discussion on Far Cry 2 in comparison to Far Cry 5.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a video that came out today on YouTube by a, a YouTube artist that I frequently cite and show to people when I can. Crowbcat is the name. Mm-hmm. We talked about this a little bit in the last episode. He did a Sea of Thieves episode recently, but he just had one that was a pretty in-depth look at a comparison between Far Cry 2 and Far Cry 5 and the differences between, and the level of detail differs between the two. Did you see that video?
I did, yeah. Granted, the comparison between Far Cry 2 and Far Cry 5 could extend in the same way to Far Cry 3. I do believe that Far Cry 5 is an even less detailed game than Far Cry 3. But ultimately, the video's point is Far Cry 2 had a lot more attention to detail than Far Cry 5 does.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's totally fair. I think Far Cry 5 feels ultimately hollow and straightforward in terms of its gameplay and its systems. And Far Cry 2 has a lot more depth and detail than I remembered, honestly.
Yeah, I was surprised when I watched this video, because I didn't even remember how destructible the environments were. Like
I forgot about that too.
All the trees and the plants, like when they are lit on fire, they burn in a really like realistic way for the most part. And you could shoot each individual branch into sections. I mean, they blow apart. It's pretty cool. I want to go back, and I think he was playing it in like 60 FPS on PC, and it made me want to go back and play it, because it still looks really good.
Quite good, yeah. The fire in Far Cry 2 was really great, and I mean, it was like sub-Saharan Africa with dry grass everywhere. So I mean, that was part of the focus, was how hot it was in that game.
Yeah,
I think that speaks to Far Cry 5's lack of focus. It doesn't really have any particular thing to draw upon in illustrating its setting or the people who occupy it. It has this vague idea of Montana and of cults and of the resistance against those cults. And in trying to draw the finer details that would make this game more interesting, it doesn't have anything to draw upon. Whereas Far Cry 2 is laser focused on blood diamonds and conflict and feeling like an interloper. Far Cry 5 doesn't really have any of that. I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. So just a couple other things I wanted to talk about. The first is, have you fished at all in Far Cry 5?
No.
So here's a saving grace for me. I love the fishing in this game. And apparently they actually went to professional fishermen and had them play test it.
What?
And so they have this like seal of approval from actual fishermen, right?
Okay.
But I think the reason why I like the fishing so much is that it's really simple, and it feels like what is needed in this game with all the chaos and all the weird NPCs that have nothing much to say. It's a good distraction from everything, and it allows you to experience the environments, because it's a very pretty looking game in some of the areas, especially during the day. Also, the day and night cycle is really weird in this game. Have you noticed? It
How do you mean?
doesn't function like a traditional day and night cycle unless my game is broken. But as far as I can tell, the day and night progresses by the more missions you do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm at a point where I haven't been doing any story missions, and it's been night in my game for like 5 real-time hours straight.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So
No, I.
I don't know if something if it is a glitch, like if it did glitch out, but yeah, it's just not turning to day anymore in my game. So
That's weird.
I assume that it's a day night cycle that functions on certain missions that you complete. Like some mission will progress your game into night, and then by the time you do another mission and complete that, it'll progress you back into day. So
Right.
it's really weird. Anyway,
I hope
I
so.
highly recommend anyone who has this game to spend some time fishing because it's great. Very fun.
That sounds like a nice reprieve
Yes,
from the
it is.
chaos.
And
So as a last aside, I played Dead Island when that game came out,
right.
and that game was just broken. Like, I played it co-op with a friend, and every on the mark, every 2 minutes, his character would T-pose, and then he would leave the game. And then the character would ragdoll out after that.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And we fought through it because it was really fun playing that game in co-op, and how it was broken was hilarious. And playing it with another person, it's like watching a comedy by yourself. Like watching a comedy with somebody who has the same sense of humor as you is 1,000 times better than watching a comedy by yourself.
Yeah.
I straight up don't watch comedies by myself. And I feel like that's the same thing that I'm experiencing with Far Cry 5 is I'm just getting angry with the game basically because of its problems. Whereas if I were playing with a friend, I think that I wouldn't mind them so much, and I might actually think that they were funny.
Which is why I think we kind of are on the same page with a lot of these issues, but also differ in the fact that when I've experienced a really long bit of boring information from an NPC or a completely broken aspect to the game, I was able to laugh at it with a friend and both just share that moment. Whereas if I was alone, I think I would have just felt frustrated or annoyed.
The base game, it's pretty fun. And it's not the best, but it's pretty fun. I would not recommend playing this game by yourself, but I would recommend playing it with a friend. And it sounds like you do.
So far, yeah. I pretty much exclusively have played it with a friend, and the only time I've played it alone is to do a little fishing.